Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Money FM 89.3. Now, Indeed, the world's number one job site, recently revealed that Singapore's talent mismatch has fallen by 8% over the past 4 years, from 44% in January 2015 to 36% in May 2019. The results are indicative of Singapore's strong economy, in which both employers and job seekers have adjusted to the evolving jobs landscape.
Well, a mismatch in the labour market indicates an imbalance between job seekers and job postings. Singapore's results are comparable to United Kingdom's mismatch rate, but are much lower than Australia and a little higher than United States and Canada. Well, Callum Pickering is economist for APAC at Jobs Portal Indeed. He talks us through Singapore's jobs mismatch declining across all industry sectors. Well, Callum, give us a more detailed definition of a job mismatch and how's that uncovered?
So Indeed's mismatch analysis essentially compares job opportunities in Singapore against job seekers, and we're comparing essentially the job title for both job postings as well as the job titles that job seekers hold. So across 6,000 different occupations, we've used this comparison to determine which jobs in Singapore are hard to fill and which jobs are likely to have too many candidates. And these imbalances represent a mismatch between the skills or experience in demand from employers and the skills or experience that are possessed by job seekers.
Callum, how prevalent is job mismatch, especially in what sectors, and why do you think that is?
Well, as you noted in your introduction, mismatch in Singapore is around 36%, and that's gradually declined from 44% 4 years ago. This essentially means that around one-third of the time, employers are either compromising on skills or experience when they fill a job. Alternatively, job seekers often accepting jobs that don't fully utilise their skills.
Mm-hmm.
We find that mismatch tends to be quite high in sectors such as tech. That's a big one that's quite obvious in our report, as well as the healthcare sector. We tend to find that the jobs that are hardest to fill tend to be those that are highly educated roles.
Mm-hmm. And how does this differ across regions, Callum, if at all? And what does it indicate with regard to the Singapore labour landscape?
Yeah, so we examined mismatch across a range of advanced economies that Indeed operates in. Singapore is very much middle of the pack in terms of mismatch. They're much lower than my native Australia, which at 50% is very, very high. But similar to the UK and a little higher than the US and Canada, which both came into the low 30s. What impresses me most about Singapore, though, is that it has by far the lowest unemployment rate of these countries.
Mm.
And that essentially means that Singapore is managing mismatch better than other advanced economies. The US might have lower mismatch across their job market, but their unemployment rate is at 3.6% compared with Singapore, which is down at 2.2%. So Singapore is definitely managing mismatch better than other countries.
How are we doing this, though? I mean, how does a reduction in jobs mismatch come about? Are we just talking about maybe the language used to post a job posting, or what's working really?
Well, it certainly can be issues such as job descriptions and making sure that you're finding the right candidates for the roles. There is, in reality, a range of different things that could be happening here that's contributing to the declining mismatch. One factor may be that employers are easing up on education requirements or experience. There might be a job that traditionally required a master's degree, but employers are saying to themselves, well, maybe a bachelor degree is sufficient. Or alternatively, there might be a job where they used to look for 7 years experience, but now they're okay with 4 or 5. Employers may also be relying more on internal training to turn an imperfect candidate into a perfect candidate. So they might not be able to get that perfect match in the recruitment phase, but after they've taken the person on board, they can then use internal training to transform them into someone that has the perfect skills for the role. Also, education may be playing a role as well, with universities and institutes of higher learning catching up to the demand of employers. And that could certainly be the case in sectors such as tech.
Callum, how much does future of work affect and job scopes blurring, for example? Does that come into play?
Well, it certainly comes into play with regards to how the Singapore labour market is evolving. So we see significant change in the types of jobs being created today compared with even 4 or 5 years ago. We've certainly seen the emergence of the tech sector over that time, with many of the fastest growing jobs in Singapore being tech-orientated. We're talking about jobs such as software engineer, full-stack developer, data scientist, software architect, all jobs that were relatively minor for Singapore back in 2015, but today are a really big deal and are jobs that a lot of employers out there are looking to hire for.
Callum Pickering is economist for APAC and jobs portal Indeed. Well, Callum, how does this reduction result affect job seekers and employers alike?
Well, high mismatch can lead to poor job outcomes and ultimately can hurt economic growth. The worst case scenario is that jobs don't get filled because it isn't possible to find suitable talent, or alternatively, that jobs are done poorly. For job seekers, though, the main risk seems to be that you might be forced to accept roles that don't utilise your skills or experience. Accepting a junior position when you're more than capable of taking on more responsibility, or maybe working part-time hours when you prefer a full-time load. So when mismatch is high, ultimately it leads to poor labour market outcomes.
General inefficiency, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
What other trends, though, are there in the labour market we should look out for, Callum?
Well, as I noted, the real highlight of our report is the emergence of Singapore's tech sector. It dominates the list of fastest growing occupations, but unfortunately it also dominates the list of roles that are proving hardest to fill. A key challenge for Singapore going forward will be to meet the growing demand for tech talent. And this is talent that's in high demand worldwide. Almost every country is looking for the best tech talent. They're all trying to make inroads in that space. So Singapore has to make itself an attractive destination for these workers. So I think that overall Singapore is doing a reasonably good job, but they're going to have to remain vigilant because, like I said, every country is looking for the best tech talent.
Mm-hmm. And how are the oncoming economic headwinds going to affect the labour market across the board or different for different regions?
Well, certainly, I mean, the key economic headwind that I look at the moment, affecting not just Singapore but the global economy, is the US-China trade issues. And Singapore being located where it is could certainly be hampered by developments in that area, and that could certainly impact trade-exposed industries in Singapore and hurt the labour market via those channels.
What do you think we can do to prepare for this, Callum? Employers as well.
Do you mean in terms of mismatch or...
In terms of the headwinds coming, just keep our heads down and do the job, right, Callum?
Well, yeah. When you're dealing with global superpowers such as China and the US, I mean, sometimes you just really do have to put your head down and hope that things work out. I mean, certainly I'm of the hope that over the next couple of years, these trade concerns disapparate and become less an issue for the global economy, in which case Singapore can resume business as normal.
Callum Pickering is economist for APEC at Jobs Portal Indeed. Callum, it's been a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.